This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Obama administration has launched an aggressive PR campaign to challenge the criticism that it is soft on terrorism. In television interviews and op-ed columns, administration officials are fighting back against a familiar line of Republican attack. It's an attack that's grown louder in recent weeks, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
With a lingering recession and unemployment near 10%, terrorism was barely a blip on voters' radar screens 2 months ago. That changed on Christmas Day when Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab allegedly smuggled a bomb onto a Northwest Airlines jet and tried to blow it up. The failure of U.S. authorities to stop Abdulmutallab and the subsequent decision to treat him as a criminal suspect gave Republicans a familiar political opening. And newly elected Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown drove a truck through it.
And the message we need to send in dealing with terrorists, our tax dollars should pay for weapons to stop them and not lawyers to defend them.
This argument spans not just the decision to treat Abdulmutallab as a criminal defendant and read him his rights, but the administration's plan to close Guantanamo and to try the accused mastermind of 9/11 in federal court. Brown's advisors say criticizing this approach was their candidate's most potent political argument, even more than health care or the economy. And it's a lesson that's not lost on other Republicans. Speaking to Tea Party activists over the weekend, Sarah Palin accused the president of treating terrorism as a mere law enforcement issue.
That's not how radical Islamic extremists are looking at this. They know we're at war. And to win that war, we need a commander-in-chief, not a professor of law standing at the lectern.
Until recently, the administration paid little public attention to these criticisms. But in the last 10 days, the White House press secretary issued a point-by-point rebuttal of the GOP attacks. The administration organized a press briefing to make it clear Abdulmutallab is cooperating with FBI investigators. And counterterrorism advisor John Brennan went on NBC's Meet the Press to defend the White House approach.
Quite frankly, I'm tiring of politicians using national security issues such as terrorism as a political football.
If this were a football game, the White House is on defense. President Obama addressed the criticisms personally in an interview with CBS.
We're not handling any of these cases any different than the Bush administration handled them all through 9/11.
The president noted that under the Bush administration, another would-be airline bomber, Richard Reid, was read his Miranda rights, just like Abdulmutallab. Reid was also tried in civilian court and sentenced to life in prison. In fact, every terror suspect caught inside the U.S. was at least initially held in criminal rather than military custody. Karen Greenberg, who runs the Center on Law and Security at NYU Law School, says what's different about the Obama administration is the lead role given to law enforcement in all terrorism cases.
From day one, Attorney General Holder and the President have said the Department of Justice needs to be intimately involved in these cases.
Greenberg argues that reassertion of the rule of law is completely compatible with a strong defense against terrorism. She scoffs at the notion put forward by some Republican lawmakers that using the FBI to interrogate Abdulmutallab rather than a military team somehow costs the U.S. valuable intelligence.
The FBI has a tremendous track record of getting information out of these terrorists. So to think that the military, just because they have the right to bear arms, would get better information, that's just not correct.
Greenberg also notes that hundreds of terror suspects have already been prosecuted in civilian court, and many receive much stiffer sentences than the handful who've been tried before military tribunals.
Some sort of education needs to take place to make the case for the Department of Justice that not just can it do it, but it is the tougher system.
The administration is only now beginning to make that case. Counterterrorism advisor Brennan wrote in USA Today this week, "We need no lectures about the fact that this nation is at war." But the White House was slow to join the political battle about how that war is conducted. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.